an additional cost. Need a visa? Using the following website by entering your nationality, your country of residence, your stay duration, and the reason for your visit, you will immediately find out whether or not a visa is required in your case. www.vistoperitalia.esteri.it. American and Canadian citizens are not required to apply for a visa for Italy if they are planning to stay for less than 90 days. The U.S. State Department website provides a wealth of country-specific information for American travelers, including travel alerts and warnings, the location of the U.S. Embassy in each country, and of course, whether or not you need a visa to travel there. Healthcare. Italy ranks among the World Health Organization's top 10 countries for quality health services. Their national healthcare system provides free or very low-cost healthcare. However, if you're not an Italian resident, payment will typically be expected at the time services are rendered. When visiting from outside Europe, it's a good idea to buy supplemental medical insurance to ensure you'll be covered for all costs while in Italy. And remember to carry your health insurance information with you at all times when traveling. Many Italian doctors speak decent English, so communication during emergencies should not be a problem. Set the date. Setting the date for your travel to Naples or the Amalfi Coast should be based on your budget and on what you would like to experience during the trip. For better rates, we recommend you book everything, flights, hotels, tours, train and bus passes, etc., as far in advance as possible. We think the best time to visit Naples and the Amalfi Coast is between April and May in the spring and September to October in the fall. The weather is best in these months, with nice, mild temperatures. We recommend avoiding the summertime, June and August, if at all possible. Even Italians do, because the summer months are very hot, some would even say stifling and unpleasant. Winter is a particularly popular tourist season in this region of Italy, especially around Christmas and New Year's Eve. Naples is known for having some of the best fireworks shows in the country. Pack. When planning your trip to Italy, you should consider packing only the essentials appropriate for the season in which you'll be traveling. By far, the most important thing to pack is a good pair of walking shoes, water-resistant if you're traveling in colder months, comfortable light sandals or sneakers to walk good distances in the warmer weather. We don't advise bringing completely new shoes on your trip. Test them before you have to use them. You'll be doing a lot of walking in these cities, so it's absolutely crucial to have the best, most comfortable shoes with you. If you're planning on visiting the beautiful cathedrals of Italy, bring clothes that appropriately cover your shoulders and legs. In the colder months, bring a warm sweater, clothes that you can layer, and a rain jacket or umbrella. Don't forget beachwear, sunscreen, sunglasses, and a hat. A backpack can be handy during the day when you go out sightseeing and collecting souvenirs, particularly when getting on and off buses, boats, trains, or trams. If you don't speak Italian, be sure to pack a good Italian phrase guide to bring along with you. You'll find people a lot friendlier toward you if you don't go around assuming they speak your language. Hand sanitizer is always great to have along with you when traveling. A simple first aid kit is always a good idea to have in your luggage, just in case. As far as must-have electronics, don't forget that Europe uses 220 volts, so bring a power converter and extended battery case for your smartphones, tablets, or laptops. Make copies of your travel documents and your passport, and email them to yourself before your trip. This can prevent lots of hassle if you happen to lose your documents. And don't forget any medication that you take regularly. Make sure to bring enough of it with you and bring a note from your doctor if you're suffering from a condition that others need to be aware of. If you have lots of medication, ask an Italian friend or pay someone to translate your doctor's note into Italian, print it out, and carry it with you in your wallet or purse. Be sure to leave expensive jewels and high-priced electronics at home. Like most major cities and tourist attractions, thieves and pickpockets abound in tourist areas. Avoid making yourself a target. Bring one or two reusable shopping bags for trips to the grocery store and for carrying souvenirs home. Phone home. How will you call home from Italy? Does your cell phone company offer service while abroad? What are their rates? There are many ways to call home from Italy that are inexpensive or completely free.